Where do you go for the insights and intel that keep you informed? It's easy to find tons of news and how-to stuff, but what about the commercial acumen, the business awareness that separates the good from the great professionals? The insights, the trends, the nuances, the patterns, the predictions, the drivers of change. Well, I'm Rob Brown, and that's exactly what we're doing here. With this brand new Accounting Answers podcast, I've interviewed 111 people who care about accounting, who talk to tech experts, fellow professionals, and clients every day. These people are on the front line in seeing what's working and what isn't. And you can't beat a variety of experts that comes from not just a couple of conversations or talking to your people in your own bubble. You need diversity of thinking and perspectives. So we're asking a range of experts in accounting, finance, and tech the same five questions about change, talent, people, tech, and the future of accounting. And in this daily show of 10 to 15 minutes, you get over 500 brilliant, passionate, and articulate perceptions, insights, viewpoints of professionals with a stake in the game. And each episode gives you five answers to one of these questions, so you're a step ahead of everyone else in knowing what the world is thinking about the topics that matter. Let's jump into today's episode. For the next 5 days, we're getting future-focused and asking our experts, leaders, and influencers for their top three predictions for the accounting world in coming years. We used to have a good idea about what was coming up. Progress was linear, transformation was gradual, not exponential. But now we're in a period of rapid transformation. Tech and people are complex things, and we need our experts to share their best thinking on what's ahead. We welcome to the microphone Tad Stevens, founder of CPEthink.com. CPE providers to the accounting world, where his commitment to quality education helps professionals stay at the forefront of the accounting field.
Accounting world predictions for the industry, specifically the U.S., because that's where I am and what I see the most of, I see that technology is going to force some change. What that change is going to look like, how fast it's going to happen, not real sure, but I do believe that it will force some change, and it already is to some extent. I see that the CPAs that are going to do well are the ones that can embrace that change and move away from, say, tax and compliance work to more advisory services. And we've already seen that in the last 5 years. When I first started watching this, CPA firms doing advisory services were about 10%, I think, 10, 15% of the industry. Now it's up to 50, and that's just in 5 years. So for CPAs, that's a pretty rapid rate of change, but it is happening. And I think the last one is, I think that, not sure the best way to put this, but I think that between government regulation, educational systems, and things like that, that whole system of getting somebody from, say, an undergraduate beginner to a licensed CPA will change to some degree. I don't know how, but because of technology and offshoring and competition and things like that, I'm not sure that the current model is going to be maintainable or attractive to students, because somebody coming out of college going into a CPA firm is not going to make as much money as they thought they would. I mean, it's a hard profession to get to that point. To get your ticket, to get your license, it's tough. That CPA exam is no small matter. And to going through 4 years of, you know, number crunching training and then having to sit for a 4-day exam over a 6-month period to go into a low end paying job is not going to be as attractive. So I think something there needs to change so that end goal is more attractive to draw more people into the industry. Because the industry, from what I'm reading, is shrinking, and that's not a good thing. I think, and I don't know, but if I was looking at this from a marketing perspective or a sales perspective, my goal would be to solve my end user's problem. So what can I do to solve their problem, their business problem, their personal financial problem? And that is going to be a more varied, holistic approach. I think CPAs need to take a more holistic approach. They need to address the business problem of their clients and not the accounting problem. And that's going to have to start back in the educational system. There's going to have to be some professor that stands up and say, yes, you can get this number to your client, but does it solve their problem? That mindset shift isn't there early. Well, I should say it wasn't when I was going to school, but that was a long time ago, but I haven't seen it. So until that happens, I think change is going to be slow.
Let's hear the perspective now of Tamara Lozell, passionate coach and facilitator advocating change for next gen leaders, focusing on developing leadership and strategic skills within the accounting profession for growth and innovation.
So one of them is the volume and pace of change is going to continue. Where it's not going to slow down. We are just going to continue to see change, whether it's in technology or capacity challenges or regulations. We could list the whole thing, but it's not going away. We've got to be prepared for it. And current leaders need to be change ready and allow next gen leaders to make those changes that they would like to make so that we can continue to create a legacy in the accounting profession. So that's number one. And then number two, capacity will continue to remain an issue. I don't think it's a short-term issue this last year and this coming year. We think that it's going to be something that we continue to pay attention to with the business model shifts that we need to make, outsourcing and offshoring. I don't think it's a stopgap. I think it's part of how we need to look at our whole organizational model, non-CPAs, non-traditional, you know, roles in our traditional firms. You know, the automation and using technology to create capacity. So I think capacity, you know, is another one that we need to focus on. And then I just spoke about business model shifts. I think that's the third one. And so in addition to what I just said there, I think other business model shifts that we really need to be paying attention to are the focus on advisory and really making that a foundation in your practice. It's an and with the other compliance and traditional services that we provide. Also, new pricing and new packaging models have a paradigm shift that we move away from time-based pricing, time-based tracking, and make sure we're looking at results only, looking at value, risk, and you know, competitive needs with our capacity as we price services and solutions going forward.
We welcome to the microphone now Tom Barry, managing partner at GHJ, father, entrepreneur, partner, coach, business advisor, who combines his diverse roles to lead his firm and clients towards achieving their full potential.
In coming years, so I think to be specific, I'm going to just pick the next two because I think the world does change so rapidly that it's really kind of getting harder to think beyond 2 years. I think what I'm seeing and what I'm hearing and what I've been frankly preaching here at my firm is it's time to get back to basics. And when I say back to basics, it's not like doing things as we did them yesterday, but have the discipline around certain things that we're doing that I think went by the wayside, particularly here in the U.S. Over the last 3 years. For context, you know, the pandemic hits, everyone gets all worried about everything that's going to happen. And then in the U.S., it was probably the three most, you know, highest growth, most profitable years that the profession's ever had, right? In those 3 years. And what happens when things are growing so quickly, the infrastructure needed, the client experience, the employee experience, the workplace experience, all these different elements that make us who we are as organizations, you could make mistakes or not be perfect on them. It didn't matter because the top line growth or our ability to raise our fees or whatever just kind of masked those issues in the short term. So now here we are entering 2024. And in the US, once again, it does appear that we're entering into the next busy seasons, really where we were historically, meaning we're not running to catch up from yesterday, which has been kind of the moral of the story for the last 3 years. So getting back to basics, paying attention to how we're serving our clients and around deadlines and making sure we're being more proactive, how we're holding ourselves accountable on things like whether it's charge hours or utilization or output, however you're measuring the productivity of your team. And for every person, that could be something different. But we need to pay attention to that, as well as I think that the marketplace is changing again, that we need to sharpen our pencils in pursuing new business. Even just anecdotally, if you start going to some trade shows or other networking events last year, 2 years ago, 3 years ago, they were fairly lightly attended. I was at one the other day that had twice as many people that were at the same event last year. So I think the market's becoming more competitive, which is requiring us to all go back to basics. Now, the trick on all this, though, is that we can't go back to who we were about long hours and Saturdays and all this other stuff, right? So how do we kind of thread that needle of creating expectations so that we can all hold ourselves accountable for the outcomes, but still really promote, and we do that at GHJ a lot, and it's really important to me, is promoting that mindset of balance in life, of being able to work on your personal career, work in your personal life, taking care of your family, taking care of yourself, right? Having that time, but also being committed to your job and your profession and your firm and being able to balance all three of those things and, you know, not just be working. And I think in an industry that sells our time, that's been something we still struggle to get away from.
I'm thrilled to have with us today the evergreen pioneer of accounting, Tom Wheelwright, best-selling author, entrepreneur, worldwide authority on tax, known for his ability to simplify complex tax concepts and strategies for building wealth and saving tax.
Well, I mentioned one of them, Rob. I think, first of all, I think bookkeeping is going away completely. I think bookkeeping will be gone. And number two is I think tax returns will largely be done by computer, and very little of that work will be done by CPAs, accountants. And number three is I think that the tools are going to come along that will really, if accountants choose, will allow accountants to be true business advisors and really be the top business advisor. We're all already the most trusted profession of any business advisory profession. And so why not take advantage of that and actually serve our clients? But we do need the tools. And I think those tools are going to come. I mean, we're developing those tools ourselves. So we're not waiting. Our software company is developing those tools so that the accounting profession can actually do what it's best at, which is analysis and analyzing those numbers and actually turning that into plain English for our clients.
It's time to listen to Tony Stevenson, reformed accountant, cloud specialist, and accounting tech specialist at FreeAgent, where he applies his accounting expertise to help firms leverage cloud technologies for growth and efficiency.
My first prediction is that we will see the rise of creators in our space, specifically creators who are looking to serve the skill delta between where we have the sort of younger area of our profession and our, you know, accountants commonly sort of saying, I find it hard to hire people, good people. Well, why is that? What are the skills that are missing? And I feel like there will be a rise of people, and it started already. I can, you know, put three or four people that I can think of off the top of my head who are starting to work out how they fill this gap, but I'm not convinced they've got quite the right skills to be able to build the right audience in order to be able to get it in the hands of the right people and price it right and all that kind of stuff. But I do think that that will come. There's a huge, great big opportunity there in our industry for creators and creators that are educating to fill that skill delta that we've got missing there. The second thing that I think we will see more of is bundling, right? So I think we've been in a period of unbundling for a long time, and now we're starting to see the bundling again of, well, actually, do you know what? I could have that bit of kit and that bit of kit and that bit of kit, and I could just have that in one platform. And that probably won't cost me as much as having those three bits of kit. Don't have to deal with three account managers. Don't have to deal with three APIs. I don't have to deal with, and that sort of idea of how do we put these things back together to solve the problem of, like, let's say payments, for example, like AP, AR, that kind of stuff, all into one place. Maybe I can chuck some cash flow in there, that kind of stuff. And I think that will be underpinned by a better stab at technology being able to do a lot of the heavy lifting that it hasn't really been able to do in previous times, because we probably weren't as advanced enough in that area of algorithms and artificial intelligence and all that kind of stuff we've all talked about this year. And then the final one is a hope that the advent of e-invoicing and potentially the solution looking for a problem of blockchain, remember that, could be combined into us forming a situation where transactional data flows on a standardized platform, and we remove the need for invoice scanning and, like, secondary processing of information, and that actually this information just becomes embedded in the workflows and is standardized across, you know, our country, all platforms and the world. I would love to see that as a thing. Do I think it will happen? Maybe, but I think it will take time, but that's something I would love to see, because it just feels like a spectacular waste of everybody's time having to rekey data. It doesn't feel like we're a million miles closer to solving it, but who knows? Maybe with those technologies and the right person behind them, then we could get to that place.
So there you have five great answers to the question, what are your top three predictions for the accounting world in coming years? Every working day of the week, Monday through Friday, we give you the insights of five top influencers in the accounting world on what is coming up prediction-wise, what are they willing to bet on, what do they see in their crystal balls. That's 25 valuable perspectives, viewpoints, and best thinking every week. And with a fresh week comes a fresh question and more thoughts from the best accounting leaders and influencers we can find. Thanks for listening to the Accounting Answers podcast and sharing this brand new show with your friends. If you want to join the conversation, you can plug into our community of influencers at accountinginfluencers.com and check out our virtual speed networking events. These happen every few months for the North American region and the UK-Europe region. Great opportunities to raise your profile, build valuable connections, and share your thoughts with influential peers. Until next time, this is your host, Rob Brown, saying stay informed, stay relevant, and stay connected.